The Minister of Finance announced that over the past 10 years, the government has invested more than 11 trillion Uganda shillings in various wealth creation initiatives, including 4.4 trillion in the parish development model and 760 billion Uganda shillings in the Emyoga program. Other beneficiaries include Uganda Development Bank, 1.9 trillion Uganda shillings, the Uganda Development Corporation, 1.4 Uganda trillion, and several youth and women focus projects such as the Youth Livelihood Program and Grow Project for Women. MPs had mixed reactions, with Chira Municipality Member of Parliament Ibrahim Semujunganda questioning the effectiveness of the funds, noting that only 800,000 people have reportedly benefited from the parish development model, despite the 3 trillion Uganda shillings being allocated. He argued that the government should focus on creating jobs through manufacturing rather than handing out cash. In contrast, Gulu City Member of Parliament Martin Ojava Mapenduzi welcomed the initiative, citing positive results in productivity and production.
There is need to do much more in making sure that people are not just consuming, people are producing. If you have a society that keeps on only consuming and not producing, then you are running a very risky economy. But the moment people begin to produce more, that means they produce what is enough to consume, but also they produce what is enough to sell. And so even in terms of resources, we need to invest our money in the areas that can produce more, especially in the areas of industrialization, in the areas of commercial agriculture, in the business sector. We need to strengthen the private sector so they are able to create more jobs. So there is need to prioritize the areas that produce more so we can generate resources as a country.
And that's the news. Good afternoon.